Now, over the past few days, the president and Governor Romney have been preparing for that debate, set to take place on Wednesday. It's a well-worn tradition now, but it wasn't always that way.
According to rules set by the candidates themselves, each man shall make an opening statement of approximately 8 minutes duration and a closing statement of approximately 3 minutes duration.
The 1960 Kennedy-Nixon face-off wasn't just the first televised presidential debate. It was the first presidential debate in over a century. But 4 years earlier, in 1956, a young German emigre named Fred Kahn, who was studying at the University of Maryland, wanted to see whether the nominees that year, Dwight Eisenhower and Adlai Stevenson, might want to engage with students.
And so I got this idea.
He wanted the nominees to answer questions from a panel of students at the university. He enlisted the help of the school's international club, and he started writing letters to everyone he could think of.
To both Eisenhower and Stevenson, to the chair of the Democratic National Committee, to the Republican National Chair, to the Governor McKeldin of Maryland. He was a Republican.
Eleanor Roosevelt even wrote him back.
And she said she was going to forward two letters I had sent to the campaign manager of Stevenson.
But just when it seemed like everyone was interested, the plan fell through.
The Board of Regents passed a law banning political speeches on campus because of the fact the president of the university used the campus for political launching pad.
The club had to rescind its invitations, but even though his efforts failed, Kahn had changed the conversation.
I went to the Associated Press and the UPI, who circulated it nationwide, so that I was interviewed and made the newspapers. And the idea of debate, which was then considered an anachronism, became a subject of conversation, so that in 1960, they were offered free times on television.
Fred Kahn is the man who may have inspired the modern presidential debates.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Senator Kennedy. First of all, I think it is well to put in perspective where we really do stand with regard to the Soviet Union in this whole matter of growth. The Soviet Union...